Over 5,000 people have signed a petition criticising a second level school in County Carlow for telling female students not to wear tight clothing. Dozens of parents of students attending the Presentation College in Carlow have expressed their anger on social media following reports that female students were told not to wear leggings or tight tracksuit bottoms. Let's speak now to the school's principal, Ray Murray. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
You find yourself all over the newspapers this morning and all over social media. The school, we know, did hold a series of assemblies last Friday. What was said to pupils about wearing leggings or tight clothing?
Basically, the assemblies last Friday, if I just give you a little bit of background to it, all right, in the sense of our uniform regulations, P uniform regulations, school uniform, have not changed at all, despite stuff that has been said on social media and elsewhere. The only change is, I suppose, that because of COVID-19 regulations, when students have a PE class, they're coming to school in their PE gear rather than changing in and out of it as they would have done normally when we had access to changing rooms. And what would have been noticed by staff and myself and others over the last month and a half or so is that on PE day, when the students were coming in, particularly the girls, it was the uniform regulations weren't being followed and it was becoming more of a fashion show, if you like, more than anything else. Now, we have worked tremendously hard in the school here over the years to have things right. We are hugely oversubscribed from one year to the next, and it comes down to not just teaching and learning and the classical care of students, but it comes down to the small things as well too, and make sure that everything is right. So there was a discussion with myself, deputy principals and the deans of discipline in terms of how best to address it. And it was felt the simplest way was just to talk to the girls, in a sense, go through a reminder of what the full school uniform regulations are. And in terms of where this issue seems to have risen, to be honest with you, we're bemused in one sense, we're annoyed in another sense in terms of some of the comments that have been up on social media, which are scandalous in a sense and damaging to staff as well there too, that primarily what was a normal enough assembly in terms of reminding about uniform regulations has escalated into this.
But did you single out the girls to tell them about regulations, or were boys spoken to as well?
No, the boys weren't spoken to because, as I mentioned at the start there, the issue primarily was with the girls in the sense of, I know girls are teenagers or whatever, they were looking at, it was becoming a fashion show. So the PE uniform was not being worn properly, more and more so by them, particularly in terms of, instead of tracksuit bottoms, there was a variety of garments being more so leggings. It was not an issue with the boys, and it was just a discussion with the girls. And
I mean, okay, do you accept maybe that in hindsight, though, it might have been better if you'd have spoken to the boys as well?
Not necessarily, to be honest with you, in a sense. We're restricted here in terms of space, in terms of meeting with students as well there too. And to have that conversation, maybe highlighting maybe the incorrect wearing of the tracksuit bottoms and people are wearing leggings, to be doing that in front of a class of girls and boys who didn't want to be embarrassing anybody either, be it girls or boys on it. And
okay,
the issue is primarily with girls. So, and I mean, again, as I say, if you go back and look at our code of behaviour, and it's in the students' journal from the start of the year, it's the same as it was last year. Nothing new has been said. And for some reason, from some of those assemblies, this notion, idea came that girls can't wear leggings because. And
right.
You
can I ask you about that then? Because this is key to the controversy. Was any remark made about teachers feeling uncomfortable with the sight of girls in tight clothes?
No. The first I've heard of this was late on Friday. We would have a half day on Friday, and a teacher came to me that some six-year girls were a bit uncomfortable, a little upset after assembly. So I went and spoke with the dean and I said, look, was there anything mentioned about staff being uncomfortable or anybody being uncomfortable in terms of what the students are wearing? And the dean would have told me, she said, no, nothing like that was said. So the only thing that was mentioned there was just telling the students, make sure you have proper uniform on you so that it doesn't lead to any uncomfortable conversations in relation to your uniform.
Right. And are you then 100% confident that nothing like that was said, nothing that could have been construed in that way, not even an off-the-cuff remark?
We had the deans of discipline. We had five deans of discipline. We had 6 year groups. One dean was doing 2 year groups. We have female deans of discipline who are mothers themselves, many of them have daughters, who were talking to girls. And I know there was nothing inappropriate, wrong, uncomfortable that was said to them. I do accept that there were some students who were upset or. I'm upset, I think, maybe after some of the assemblies. I would have met with several of them. I met with about 15 of them, I think, on Monday, and met with them individually or in groups of twos or threes. And I said, look, tell me what you're upset about. Most of them were telling me what they had heard was said in another assembly. And I said, look, don't tell me what was said in the other assembly. Tell me what was said in your assembly. And what were you upset about? So, and I took notes and asked them what they had heard or what they had understood to be said. I went back to the individual deans. All right, I checked with them. I've asked a couple of deans to meet again with those girls who wanted to meet with them yesterday, that was, I think, and they clarified the issues for them.
Right.
And some of the girls would have come to me and said, sir, can we not wear tracksuit bottoms now? I said, that is nothing that's changed there. All right, you can wear tracksuit bottoms. There is no issue on it. Nobody has made a complaint to me in terms of staff being uncomfortable, male staff or anything else. And to be honest, and I know, Rachel, you're just reporting on the story that's there. And when we were contacted by local media in relation to this, we were curious as to what is this a story about.
Okay,
can I just,
and can
go back
I just
a little,
put
can
to
I
you
just
then?
Go back a little bit? Sorry,
yeah, just briefly, if you would.
A bit, all right, just very quickly. These assemblies happened on Friday. The first I heard of it was close to lunchtime on Friday, okay? And there was supposed to be some students that had come up to see me, but they weren't at my office. I didn't see them. I checked with the dean at that stage, and I've given you what she told me. Over the weekend, this broke up into what it did on social media, all right? And petitions set up based on unsubstantiated facts. I rang all of the deans of discipline on Saturday to check and said, are you sure you didn't say something that could be misconstrued or said wrong or whatever? And they assured me,
right.
No.
So you as you've said to us already, you're 100% confident that wasn't the case. And yet you have a situation now where girls, I'm looking at some of the reports in the papers this morning, report feeling degraded, violated and unsafe. I mean, you must be concerned about that.
Of course we're concerned about that. And that's why I would have spoken with any girls, any students or boys who would have wanted to meet with me yesterday. And I explained where the assemblies were coming from. They all understood it. They all knew what it was about. And if a wrong message came through there from some of the assemblies or hearing it, you know, obviously we don't want that to happen, all right? And that's why I have an open-door policy here in terms of talking to the kids. I mean, I'll just give you a small snapshot on this, if you like, and I know you're caught for time there, Rachel, probably, right? On Saturday afternoon, I had an email from a fifth-year mother of a girl who was upset by what she had heard. I sent that email to the fifth-year dean of discipline, and I said, look, this is the email that's there. Can you tell me or can you respond to this? The fifth-year dean responded to me with her email, which I forwarded on to the mother of the fifth-year girl. The mother of the fifth-year girl came back to me half an hour later and said, look, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for jumping the gun and going on what I've heard and what other people would have told me. That's not to say that there was one or two girls maybe from the assemblies who got a different message some way or other from it or heard from something else.
And
obviously we're concerned for them.
Yeah,
that we don't want anybody to be upset.
Can I ask you just finally in that regard, will you be doing anything special in the school today? Like, will you be having another assembly?
No, I mean, what we have said on the statement on the website, I would have rang several of our parents on Monday and explained this to them. And they know what our school is like, all right? Our school is probably the most popular school locally at the moment. And as I said, people are not going to be coming to our school if we have an ethos of body-shaming girls, which was a disgraceful headline to be in a local newspaper. The girls are not going to be coming to our school if that's the ethos that's around the place. Girls are not going to be coming to our school if they feel staff are looking at them, no matter how they're dressed, or boys.
All right.
And to be honest with you, you know, I feel for our staff here who have taken the brunt of unsubstantiated rumour and slanderous stuff that's up on social media, and it's a disgrace, really.
Listen, we'll let you fight that one out with the local media.
Okay.
But thank you very much indeed,
Rachel,
for taking our call this morning.
Not
that
sure.
Was Ray
thank
Murray
you.
There. He's the principal of the Presentation College in Carlow.